Reading passage. In the 15th century, the Dominican church and convent of Santa Maria del Grazi lay outside the medieval walls of Milan. It was in its refectory that, between 1495 and 1497-98, Leonardo painted The Last Supper. Along with the Mona Lisa in the Louvre in Paris, The Last Supper is Leonardo's most famous work. It is one of the paintings most often taken as a symbol of Western art. It depicts the instant in which Jesus announces to the apostles that he knows one of them will betray him. Thanks to the sense of perspective the painting conveyed, the monks dining in the refectory had the impression that they were almost part of the scene. The sense of awe inspired by this masterpiece and the profound interest in it stem also from the enormous problems that its preservation has always presented. When Leonardo da Vinci painted The Last Supper, he employed a technique different from the traditional one used to paint wall frescoes. The traditional technique was to divide the section of wall to be frescoed into small squares to be painted rapidly one at a time, while the plaster was still moist, so that the paint and the plaster would dry together. Leonardo chose a technique which resembled the one commonly employed to paint on canvas or wood. This allowed him to paint more than once over the same surface, so that he could retouch details and thereby achieve the end result he had in mind. This method permitted Leonardo to create a wall painting of extraordinary beauty. Unfortunately, the painting is also exceptionally vulnerable because its colors, painted on dry plaster, did not stick as well as they would have on moist plaster, making the work all the more perishable. Add to this the refectory's natural humidity, the cracking caused by the settling of the wall that supports the painting, and the inevitable damage caused by the mere passage of hundreds of years, and it is easy to understand why the conservation of The Last Supper gives rise to such heartfelt concern.